Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for being here. We wanted to clarify, just have a little media availability following the commissioner's executive meeting. As you heard, County Health Officer Ken Spear asked that the mayor and the executives of the county government, the Board of Commissioners, declare a state of emergency, basically in order to provide greater guidance to the community in terms of social distancing. We want to follow the guidance provided by the latest guidance from Governor Holcomb that was added to us today, limiting gatherings to 50 people and restricting service to restaurants to carry out only. And again, today's action by our office and the Board of Commissioners creates a declaration of emergency. So specifically what that means is at the close of business today, the public will no longer be allowed in this building for the duration of that emergency declaration. State law outlines and provides that that declaration is valid for 7 days. We can renew the declaration in 7-day increments as we deem appropriate, and based on the events that we see unfolding across the world, I would not be surprised to see that happen. So just because public access to this building will be in place, it does not mean that city or county government will come to a stop. In many cases, we expect city employees to be working from this building as usual. There, in almost every office, employees are already an appropriate distance apart, so we feel like they would be abiding by the social distancing guideline set out by the CDC and by our county health officer. In some cases, we anticipate city employees to be working remotely, and we have made accommodations for that. As outlined in the meeting, city facilities that are closed include Swander Ice Rink, C.K. Newsom, Lloyd Pool, and Mesker Park Zoo. We do have a website that is available, evansvillegov.org/online services. I'll repeat that, evansvillegov.org/online services. There you will see an entire menu of things that the public can do online without coming into this building. So we have that available. As was stated in this meeting, there's been a lot of discussions, great collaboration between the county health officer, the county department of health, the Board of Commissioners, and the administration of the city. Commissioner Hatfield and I have been in constant communication and couldn't be more pleased with the level of cooperation there. Jeff?
I don't have too much more to add than what I'd stated in the meeting. I do want to also state that county government is not closing. We are very much in business, and we will be giving department heads and certainly office holders the latitude that they need to work in their offices safely. You know, none of us really enjoys this, but the public health is what is on our list, the top of our list of what we care about. This action will allow both governments to act in a much quicker manner, and I would not have done this if I didn't believe in it.
Just a couple other things before we wrap up or take your questions. I asked the Chamber of Commerce earlier today to lead an effort to identify restaurants that will be available for carryout. Might sound a little funny, but as we enter these uncharted times, we'll need to understand what those resources are, and the Chamber of Commerce has agreed to lead that for us. This month's Traveling City Hall, scheduled for March 28th at Eastland Mall, is canceled. For people who live in downtown, I'm pleased that the Economic Improvement District is installing 5 hand-washing stations available throughout downtown, so really, really pleased at that. Just, I guess, a last piece of advice. Let's practice good hygiene, wash our hands, keep the social distancing, and we'll all get through this. I still believe if we're calm and flexible, we will all prevail. These actions, while maybe somewhat dramatic today, are meant to be precautionary. So again, this is all in the interest of the greater good, and that is to slow the growth rate of the COVID-19 virus. So appreciate everyone's attendance, everyone's cooperation. We're trying to keep people up to speed as quickly as we can, and we're grateful for everyone's understanding.